In 2019, Chicago had more than 13,300 police officers. Today, that number is down to about 11,700. Cops have been retiring, and recruiting has been slow. Officers and city leaders say that's because the last few years have been hard for police. Given the level of violence in Chicago, police staffing has been a major focus in the race for mayor. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell reports.
Chicago has more cops per capita than almost any other big city in the country, but mayoral candidate Paul Vallas says it needs 1,800 more. In a WGN debate last week, he brought up an idea he's been pushing: bring back CPD retirees.
I know for a fact that there are hundreds of officers who will return if there's new leadership. So the bottom line is fill the vacancies and invite those who have retired and those who have transferred to return in the new leadership they will. So you'll be getting an infusion of experienced officers.
An infusion is not what Vallas's runoff opponent, Brandon Johnson, predicted.
Paul believes that people are going to come off of retirement and come back to work after serving 25 plus years? That's ridiculous.
So the first question about the CPD retirees is how many might actually consider returning. To get a sense, I reached out to some, like this former lieutenant who spoke on condition we not name him. He now works a suburban police job and doesn't have permission to speak to the media.
I would love to see some of the men and women that have left the city return and some of the institutional knowledge that they would bring.
He said CPD retirees would return under certain conditions.
I think it would be pay, it would be responsibility, and I think it would be knowing that they would have impact and influence on how the department moved forward.
Okay, but how many would really come back? I reached 8 retirees, ages 51 to 70, men and women, black, white, and Latino. 2 said they might consider it, but most have settled into new jobs or moved away. And Rhonda Porsche Bullock, she retired as a patrol officer in 2013. She doubts many retirees would embrace recent police reforms, including the ones in the city's consent decree. That's a court agreement that Vallas is vowing to implement.
It is hard to change a person's perceptions and mentalities of the way things should be done. Take vehicle chases. When I first came on, the sergeants didn't get on the radio and tell you to cut the chase. And you have people that absolutely would not be able to understand the consent decree and the changes that the world has gone through.
We're still reckoning with the policing practices of the 90s.
Kim Smith is program director of the University of Chicago's Crime and Education Labs. She says rehiring police retirees could be a step backward.
We need to make sure that those officers are bought into our goals of reform. And if there's nostalgia, we don't want to go back to the good old days of coercing confessions and capturing a really wide swath of individuals, clearing corners, kicking down doors for the sake of terrorizing communities.
We asked to interview Vallas about how he'd draw back retirees and how he'd handle any outmoded policing ways. His campaign did not grant an interview or answer the questions. Former Chicago Interim Police Superintendent Charlie Beck, he's also a former Los Angeles police chief, he says Chicago is among cities across the country that are struggling to staff their police departments. He says CPD could do more with the cops it already has.
Los Angeles has 1 million more people and probably twice as much square mileage as Chicago and operates with fewer cops and better results.
Beck says Chicago could use a bigger police department, but he says what it really needs is a more effective department. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.